This could be a big summer for a more than three-year-old effort to create a new museum in Ventura County, one focused on educating kids.
The children in Ventura County absolutely need a children's museum.
Christy Ackle chairs the board of Kids Dream Children's Museum of Ventura County. It's an effort by a nonprofit group to create a museum which will use fun activities and exhibits to get kids interested in subjects like science and math.
Play is the work of childhood, and it's the idea that children learn through play, and that we would have opportunities for children to express themselves in all of the various learning modalities, whether it's sensory play or kinesthetic, if it's a climbing structure, water play, light and dark, where they're actually really informally learning about every aspect of STREAM, which the name stands for science, technology, reading, engineering, arts, and math.
Ackle, who's a former science teacher, says the idea hit her as she was returning home to Ventura County after taking her children to a kids' science museum in Pasadena. It's an expensive proposition with the price tag estimated to be $12 to $15 million, but one of the key elements of the project, a building, may already exist. KidStream is hoping to get the old city of Camarillo Library. The building in a park on the 3,000 block of Ponderosa Drive has been vacant for a decade since the city's library moved to a new, larger facility on Las Posas Road.
The city has been really receptive to this. So right now we're in an exclusive negotiation agreement with the city of Camarillo, which means that no one is going to come in and take the building out from under us while we're doing a massive amount of due diligence to determine if this is really our forever home. And that's what we hope it will be. So what we would like to do is create about 31,000 square feet of indoor-outdoor play space. So it's a 16,000 square foot building. 11,000 would be indoor play space, and then about 19,000 would be outdoor.
The project's boosters say the size of the building and its central location in the county all work in its favor.
The site is really awesome because it has basically the same amount of indoor space as it does outdoor space. And we're planning on having everything from water play to simple machines that kids can manipulate, lots of moving parts, lots of hands-on things. And we also want to call the culture of Ventura County. So there's going to be a huge part of the museum that's devoted to agriculture and some of the Channel Islands, some of the topography around our county. It's not just going to be a children's museum that you could put anywhere.
Annie Ransom is a science coach for teachers at University Preparation Charter School in Camarillo and on the board of the KidStream Museum.
Ventura County has such a need for something like this. You know, I mean, we have such a diverse population and a population who loves education, right? And everywhere we go when we're doing outreach with KidStream, people are so excited about this idea.
The need for a local museum of this type is one echoed by a lot of educators. Kristen Nordstrom is a first grade teacher at Lang Ranch Elementary School in Thousand Oaks.
Just having the students be able to interact with science in a hands-on kind of way brings it alive and generates that enthusiasm and that love for learning.
If the nonprofit gets the Ponderosa Drive site, the effort would move into a whole different phase to raise money needed for building renovations and for the museum exhibits. They've received strong community support, with families sending letters to city officials asking them to approve the effort. And one of the biggest boosters is the head of the Pasadena Kids Space Museum, which may also collaborate with the Ventura County Museum if it becomes a reality. Supporters say it would also be a big boost for Camarillo, attracting visitors and leading to the revitalization of an aging building on a major street which is just gathering dust. The project's boosters say they expect the city of Camarillo to make a decision on whether the museum will get the long vacant building in the next few weeks. In Camarillo, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.